This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Best-selling author, news commentator, and human rights advocate Van Jones was born with his twin sister Angela in 1968 in Jackson, Tennessee. His mother was a high school teacher and his father a principal at a middle school. His birth name was Anthony, but he adopted the nickname Van when he was 17. Jones graduated with a degree in communications and political science from the University of Tennessee at Martin. Immediately after graduating, he helped establish several independent campus-based publications, including the 14th Circle at the University of Tennessee and the Periscope at Vanderbilt University. He also worked as an intern at the Jackson Sun newspaper, the Shreveport Times, and the Nashville Bureau of the Associated Press. But Jones decided against a career in journalism and instead moved to Connecticut to attend Yale Law School. In 1992, while still at Yale, he was among several law students selected by the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights, based in San Francisco, to serve as legal observers in the trial of four Los Angeles police officers charged with attacking Rodney King. King had been beaten by the officers in an incident caught on camera. Three of the officers were acquitted and the jury deadlocked on the verdict of the fourth. Jones and others protested the verdicts and were arrested. Even though the district attorney later dropped the charges, Jones was deeply affected by the trial and verdict and later said that the incident accelerated his political radicalization. Van Jones may be best known for his New York Times best-selling book, The Green Collar Economy, published in 2008. In his book, he lays out a visionary and practical explanation of the two major challenges the U.S. currently faces: massive socioeconomic inequality and imminent ecological catastrophe. He explains how the current third wave of environmentalism, the investment wave, could solve both, and he introduces a Green New Deal, a reimagining of FDR's original New Deal that makes the government a partner of the people. In 2009, Time magazine named Jones as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Today, Jones is a regular political contributor on CNN, host of his own show, and a popular guest on many TV programs, such as The Daily Show and Real Time with Bill Maher. His book titled Beyond the Messy Truth, How We Came Apart, How We Come Together, published in 2017, is a passionate manifesto that exposes hypocrisy on both sides of the political divide and points a way out of the tribalism that is tearing America apart. At a recent commencement speech, Van Jones offered this advice to the graduates. You have to be the kind of person who looks at the facts but fights for the truth and changes the facts. You've got to have a strong enough ego not to be pushed around, but you can't come from ego. Let your soul lead the way wherever it goes. You have to be the kind of person who says, I am what I am, but somebody somewhere put something inside me that's bigger and more beautiful than that. And I'm going to make sure the world sings that song with me, about the greatness that's inside all of us, before I go.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.